Can you bring up the PowerPoints and lower the... Thank you, Ron. So I told you last week we would talk about 5784, the Hebraic year that started at Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishri, which was Friday night 2 weeks ago for us. This is a year you must know, you must go through the door and war for your promises to manifest in the earth. So last year we were speaking what the sun was speaking, and this year we are going to get what the promise was. Has the Lord promised you anything?
Yeah.
Well, one person's read their Bible. All of the promises are ours, and they're yes and amen in Him. In Hebrew, this is the year of Tin Shav Pei Dalet. Remember, you read from right to left in Hebrew. So the Dalet is the letter on the far left-hand side of your screen. May it be the year of Pei Gimel. So this is the decade of Pei. We'll talk about that. And this is the year of Gimel. At sunset on September 15th, we entered into Rosh Hashanah 5784. This year, we need to understand the prophetic significance of the Hebrew letters Dalet and Pei. So we've been going over Pei. This is the fifth year of the Pei decade. 5780 or 2020 was the first year. Started in 2019 at Rosh Hashanah. So let's look at the year of Pei Dalet. It's a year in which our voices should carry the apostolic authority of the Father and the Son to release their resources into the earth realm for the war ahead over harvest. If you are doing something and you do not have harvest in mind, you don't have Father's heart. He is always after the harvest. He's been after it since Genesis 1:28. Give me more kids. Be fruitful and multiply is the way it was worded. He's been after the harvest. And Jesus, when he gave us the Great Commission, said, go and make disciples of the nations. He's after the harvest. And we are all harvest laborers. There is a war over the harvest. I don't know if you've experienced it, whether you have understood in the last 2 weeks the intensity of the level of warfare. Over the simplest of things, because they are part of Father's promise. If we won't war for His promise for us, no one will. We decree tonight you will know the liberty of Father, Spirit, and Son, their love, as you decree their word to unlock your promise in this year ahead. In other words, we've got to watch what we say. This whole decade, we got to watch what we say. But this year, the enemy will be tripped up when you speak the things of righteousness, peace, and joy. When you speak the things which are lovely and of good report and pure and praiseworthy. Philippians 4:8. When we speak what heaven is speaking, it activates the angels. But when I speak doom and gloom, when I speak what the media is speaking, when I speak what the culture is speaking, and if you have not put your culture under the kingdom, you are in rebellion against the Most High God. I cannot exalt culture over the King of Glory. That's the battle the earth is in right now. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But this year, your word will either activate angels or activate the enemy to destroy your promise. So the year of Pei Dalet, 57 essentially says, may it be the year of, and 84 is the season to come face to face. It's all about the face, to mature. All of us can mature some more. None of us have arrived. To decree and to go to war. So this is not a year to be lackadaisical. Well, I'll wait for the government to do it. Don't hold your breath. Well, I'll wait for the pastor to do it. It's not the pastor's job. Your promises are your battlefield. This is the season to speak with grace and authority. Jesus said in Luke 10:19, I have given you all authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you. I feel like an usher. This year you shall decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. This entire decade, we're talking about Job 22:28. 27 says you will petition or ask God. You will pray, and it will be given to you. That's not where we are this decade. We are supposed to be maturing in Him every day of this decade, so we know what He's saying, and we can declare it, we can decree it, and we can see it made manifest in our lives, in our families, and in the places the Lord has called us to walk. As you watch this year, do not be captured by hope deferred. Proverbs says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Many people have hope deferred because they have placed their desire in something that was not Father's desire. Scripture says, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desire of your heart. Well, we've placed our desires in things that were not Father's desire. And then we get frustrated, burned out, whatever you want to call it, broken, bruised, battered. And we wonder why God's not honoring His word. God always honors His word. My heart must agree with heaven. Ask Father to set you free and to restore His vision in you. If you have been walking in hope deferred, ask Him to set you free. When we were moving into communion, I can't even remember what we were singing, but the Lord reminded we were singing about His presence. The Lord prophesied a glory movement of His presence that would be a powerful demonstration of tongues and interpretation. That we were not moving in this because the church has shut down the presence of the Lord. We want the miracles, we want the glory, we want the wonders, but we don't want the intimate presence which comes with tongues. We were on a 13-colony call Thursday night, and they asked me at the end of the call, what are you hearing? I said, well, this is what we're moving in. And they said, that's amazing, because when that word was released in Tennessee, in New Jersey, they began moving in that movement, and people began speaking in public tongues, and a 20-year-old drug addict got completely set free from drugs, and the people in the room saw the demons leaving him. The man is completely set free and now one for the Lord. Ask Father to restore His vision in you. Ask Him to give you His presence. From a Hebrew perspective, this year of Pei Gimel is principally the year of your voice warring over your promises at the door. Now, many of you are going to say, well, I have to open the door and go through. Let me tell you, you should already be through the door. If you're not, the good news is the Hebraic year and time is cyclical, and up until Passover next spring, you can get all that junk together and go through the door. Father wants none of us to lag behind or none of us to miss any of His promises. Jesus already made the way for us to be on the other side of the door with Him. The veil was rent in two. Unfortunately, many Christians think they've got to get into the Holy of Holies. One of the biggest things that a worship song from years ago did, take me into the Holy of Holies, past the brazen altar, it's false theology. We're already there. Why do I have to be taken past? Oh, it was such a lovely song. Be careful what you're singing. Boundaries drawn last year must be warred over and made secure this year so we can retain Father's inheritance intended for us. Rob and Barb have a new boundary. New house is a new boundary. New school is a new boundary. New job is a new boundary. Don't get so hung up on where boundaries are that you forget to ask Father where he intends for your boundaries to be. Intercessors from around the United States just completed by the end of August, painting the boundaries of every state and the entire nation and almost every county. I know Monroe County was painted, but intercessors went and anointed, painted, just like Richmond talked about last week in his painting. Ask Father where the boundaries are he wants you to take this year, and then begin to speak to those boundaries. Expect angelic assistance in your warfare over every aspect of Father's harvest. The new move of the Holy Spirit started on August 4th of this year in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Powerful release of Adonai Sabaoth and the hosts of heaven. Last fall in Charleston, South Carolina, during worship, the Lord showed Chuck Pierce 51 angels, four main angels around the U.S., but one for every state and D.C. And fortunately, at that time, they had their swords in their sheath. Expect Father to send angelic assistance in the place where you're going. He created my theology by computer analysis of the Bible, at least 20,000 angels for every man, woman, and child who ever walked the earth. That's a number bigger than any of us can calculate. So if we are in as in the days of Noah, isn't that what Jesus said? It would be as in the days of Noah. That means there was probably 8 billion people on the earth in the days of Noah. So 16 billion times 20,000 is some trillions. And he's assigned some for you. And then the good news is in the book of Revelation, it says he has angels he's created, but he has not even showed us yet because they are for the time to come. He's got warrior angels and destroyer angels to go before you. He's got harvest angels to help you. He's got healing angels to help you. And you've got the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and you've got the authority of Jesus in you. The warfare is over the harvest. In 5781, it was about our Father's voice. In 5782, it was about the Son's voice. 5783, which ended 2 weeks ago this past Friday, yesterday, was about the Spirit's voice. And 5784 is about your voice, coming into agreement with their voice. In 5784, movement accelerates as we lend our voice to war for the harvest and the restoration of things to come further, to further the kingdom of God in the earth realm. When we were at the missions conference in Tennessee on Saturday morning, they had a panel that sometimes we're on. This time we weren't. And one of the questions they asked the panel is, how do you discern and prophesy out of time? Where are we in time? So I did a quick calculation. Accelerate. You know what that means? Ask a policeman. You were accelerated too fast from that light. Father is doing things quickly. Stop complaining. Do you know that 1 month for you and me is 7.2 seconds for God? That's what I figured out during that panel discussion. 1 month for you and me is seven, and this is in the Bible, 7.2 seconds for God. That is fast. I don't know about you, but when he answers a prayer in 30 days, it's just like 7 seconds. Things are going to speed up. We started to see it this morning. The end of my presentation talks about this morning in Israel. This year, a generation emerges passionately desiring the abiding presence of Holy Spirit. They will not be satisfied by anything but more of Him. We're beginning to see that in what people call Gen Z. God doesn't call them Gen Z. He calls them sons and daughters. We're beginning to see people under 30 have a passion that they won't back off of. It's what we were supposed to have in 1967 when both the Messianic and the Jesus movement started. But too many of us got trapped with the cares of the world. This is going to require the body of Christ to go through the doors Father has set before us to prepare the way. Expect the world to follow you. Is that too much to ask? Do you expect the lost who are in darkness when light shines out of you to follow the light? I do. I see light in you guys. Wait a minute, we just sang about oil in that prophetic song, Fill My Lamp with Oil. If my lamp is full, it's up to me to have it ready to burn. Not the pastor, not the apostle, not the deacons, not the elders. I'm responsible for the fire in my lamp. This movement also looks like chaos or troubling seas. It's going to be rough. It's going to be turmoil. We're seeing that now. The storms of life will distract and send many in many directions. People are already divided over what's happening today in the Middle East. Do you think it caught God by surprise?
No.
I'm glad you know that He's never surprised by the stupidity of man. I'm just being honest. We do some pretty dumb things. Why did Israel ever let them keep Gaza? Oh, I know. We forced them to. The sad thing is, the rockets were paid for with our tax dollars. Troubles will continue to unfold across the world stage, which will force great movements of people, wars, and famine. I'm talking about this year we're in. But God will use this for harvest. Do you know, in the book of Acts, every time they tried to squelch the body of Christ, I'm a farmer. Have you ever dropped a tomato on the ground when you're picking tomatoes and stepped on it? The seeds just go. Whew. That's what happens when the enemy tries to squeeze the body of Christ. All of a sudden, the pure oil in you catches other people. Whenever they were put in difficult situations, the church grew in the book of Acts. So stop complaining about the difficult situation you're in. Start praising God, and guess what? The temperature on that boiling pot of water goes down. So let's look at pay. This is the Hebrew letter pay, the decade we're in, how it's spelled. It literally means the mouth as a means of blowing. Specifically, it means the edge of something. It's the edge of our face. We are in the pay decade, and it's interesting that when we were 4 months into this decade, spring of 2020, 6 months into the decade, all of a sudden the enemy tried to steal our identity, covering our face, and steal our voice. If you want to know prophetically what COVID was all about, that's what it was all about. The enemy trying to silence the bride of Christ around the world, and still is trying to do it now. Some pay words are redeem. This decade, look for the Lord to redeem things that are yours, that are His promises to you. Deliver. Expect deliverance to be accelerating, like that dude in New Jersey that got set free instantly by a tongue. You know, the enemy can't understand tongues. Only the Holy Spirit does. I like what was said earlier during worship. It's not these eyes. It's these eyes. Holy Spirit sees what we need to know, and we need to listen to him. Visitation. This entire decade, we should expect visitations from the kinsman redeemer, Yeshua. We should expect visitation from angels. This whole decade is all about visitations. It's all about prospering. This is a pay word. That means we need to let the Holy Spirit do something with our soul, because prosperity is a soul issue. It means to flourish. Expect the Lord to cause things to flourish. We complain when we have not enough, but the Lord said, break it, bless it, and multiply it. In my early born again again days, we were at a church dinner, and there was enough food for about 100 people with 300 people there. And I just watched people keep eating and eating, young people that were in to do a concert, eating and eating and eating and eating, and there was food left over. Why do we think we have to do it? All he asked us to do is ask in my name. Some other pay words: redemption, deliverance, division, distinction. Remember, every Hebrew letter, every Hebrew word has positive and negative nuances. Separation, guilt, transgression, kindle a fire, miracle, wondrous things. I loved in worship where the song came out and said, I'll bring the offering, you bring the fire. Allow Holy Spirit to kindle his fire in your heart this year. Give him the stuff he's been asking you to give him. You won't be able to take it past Passover and keep moving forward with the Lord. In this entire decade, the feasts, God's appointed times, become increasingly important, because Passover and Purim are pay words. Every Passover, the Lord has done something new and unique this decade. Purim, if you don't know what that is, that's the casting of lots in the book of Esther. That's the celebration of the deliverance once again of the people. If you have an enemy that's building a gallows, remember Haman? Just remind the Lord of who you are. He desires none perish. But if someone's trying to take you out of what Father has ordained for you to do, he's out of the will of God, or she's out of the will of God. Just ask the Lord to wake the king up in the middle of the night and go study the history and find out that, oh yeah, Mordecai saved the king. Then watch him parade you around. So let's look at Dalet for a minute. Dalet is the fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and it represents the number four. Four is a really interesting number. I'm not going to get into a lot of about four tonight. Four is the first number that can be divided by something other than itself. Two. Four is the first number with area, boundaries, two times two, square. Dalet is an important year. It literally means a door, a gate, a portal, or an entrance. In ancient Hebrew, the letter Dalet was depicted by the open flap on a tent door. So they didn't write it the way you just saw it, and I'll show it to you again. They wrote it by drawing an open tent door. The number four has to do with physicality in the Hebrew mindset. There are four elements in the physical world: fire, air, earth, and water. I'm a pyromaniac. I know about the first one. Four represents the creative works of God, or material completeness. He had basically had created all the heavens and the earth and had established them by the fourth day. Then he just decorated them with things the next 2 days. 5784 will be a time to war for the fullness of Father's promises, spiritually, emotionally, physical, and financially. Father's made promises to you in his word that were redeemed by the blood of Jesus and put back into your path. The question is, will we war for the promises this year? Oh, taste and see. The Lord truly is good. His promises are good. As you will see in a minute, B is a Dalit word. Word is a Dalit word, the word of God, the word made flesh. Cleave, cling. If you want to learn Dalit words, read Psalm 119, verses 25 through 32. Those are the eight Dalit verses. Verse 31 says, I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Do not put me to shame. What are you clinging to? What are you cleaving to? Ruth was a cleaver. She cleaved and clung to Naomi, her mother-in-law. And in her faithfulness, she became one of the great-grandmothers of Jesus. Course of life, to drip or to weep, blood is a Dalit word. Expect the power of the blood of Yeshua to be made manifest through your voice this year. Bee, honey, wax, they're all Dalit words. Deborah, Daniel, Delilah. Now let's see, a couple of those names have a good connotation. The issue for us this year is, are we going to walk in the warrior, judge, psalmist, Deborah, or the governmental authority of Daniel, or are we going to walk in the perversion of Delilah? See, we have a choice this year. God doesn't say, I'm going to do this and this and this. He's going to say, here's the path, trust me. I think we heard that during worship too. I think we heard that during Rob's testimony. This is a year to let Holy Spirit show you how to battle for your bloodline. Remember, blood is a Dalit year, a word. Deuteronomy 7:9, know therefore the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments. This is a year to let Holy Spirit show you how to go through the gate and battle for your bloodline. Many of us are not doing that. And I'm not talking about just one generation. I'm talking about all of the generations. Every morning, I'm warring for every generation of my lineage. I'm warring not only for my grandchildren and their children, but for every child and their spouse that the Lord's going to bring before he comes back. Why? Because someone is doing that for each of you. They're in the great cloud of witnesses now, probably. Some of them may still be on earth. But when I agree with heaven and the crowd and of witnesses and cloud of witnesses that are praying, all of a sudden the synergy of the ages comes together and it activates the angelic forces to do things. You don't know how full that bottle is in heaven. Your next declaration or decree in prayer could be the thing that causes Father to say to the angels, pour it out. And the answer comes thundering into the earth realm. The Hebrew word translated as generations is a Dalit word, dor, which means a revolution of time, an age, or a generation. So Father is saying that he will keep his promises to the thousandth revolution of time or generation in your lineage. The battle in the gate this year is over your DNA and your bloodline. You can cleanse the tainted DNA. DNA was tainted by sin. DNA was tainted by trauma. Don't have time. I can go into the science. We've talked about it before. Science now agrees with the Bible. DNA is tainted by trauma. We're catching up to the revelation God gave 6,000 years ago. Are you willing to war for your DNA?
Yes.
It's one generation said yes. The blood of Jesus transforms us on the molecular level. We get so hung up on who we are. And all I am is a group of dust. I'm worth now, because of the inflation, about $3. All those precious metals in me. And I'm not talking about fillings. When Father crafted Adam and blew the breath of life into him, he transformed everything on the molecular level to have heavenly life on earth. You and I are the tabernacle for the King of Glory. Right? Isn't that what the Bible says? And he is transforming, and most of us are like where I was 50 years ago. Yes, Lord, bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Get that hand out of the way. Let his blood transform you. The blood of Jesus' cross is our victory. You can read the second chapter of Colossians and see that the enemy trembles when we talk about the blood of the cross. He made a public spectacle of every demon, including Lucifer himself, with the cross. Isaiah 54:17b says, you can condemn every tongue which riles against you. Why? Because when you pair it with Colossians 2, all of a sudden the blood of the cross puts all of those things the enemy is whispering and accusing and slandering you in under the blood which defeated the enemy. His blood will never lose its power. The glory of God is the only thing which will protect you from the next attack of the enemy on your DNA. He wants to taint your DNA. He wants to taint the DNA of your sons and daughters, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and every other generation. You all know that we're warring now across three generations, and we are warring for the fourth generation, which isn't even born yet, so that those four generational curses cannot come to light in our bloodline. That's another topic. We'll teach you how to do that if you want to know. The key in this year will be your voice in obedience to an agreement with heaven, activating the doors to your promise. It's not just me spouting and speaking. It's hearing what Father says. That was in worship too. And then speaking it into existence. Worship will become the key which will unlock the door. We must come and bow down before him. Remember, I told you that Dalit last week was a picture of a man bowed under in a heavy weight. Our worship before the King, not corporate, personal worship, will be the key for unlocking the door. In your corporate times of worship, Father will speak to his bride. In your personal times of worship, he will speak to you on what assignment he has for you on the other side of the door. Once you have that and you've worshiped, move forward. Well, I'm going to wait for the pastor to call a prayer meeting. Well, if you do, you're going to miss what God wants to do in your life. How do we move forward? Number one, declare the gates of heaven are open over your city gates and your region gates. You can do this. I do this. People say, well, that's you. No, I'm just the son of God. There's nothing special about me except Casey. I'm serious. But when the Lord says, command that, we command it. We went out to the edge of the pier in Charlotte and commanded some things to happen. Four crazy people went and did it. Several of you in this room have walked this county. You've painted the waterways. You've done the things, and now Father's saying, decree or declare over the gates that the gate of heaven is open. We're going to get into that right at the very end. Declare after you do that, no more delays. How many of you like delay? No hands went up.
Well, it's my favorite pastime.
I just get a bag of chips and sit down and delay a while. The spirit of delay is a python spirit. Python is always associated with delay. It is said that Python is at the doorstep of every door. One of the Hebrew words for delay is bush. It means to be ashamed, to be disappointed, or to be delayed. Whenever you pass through a gate, there is a python at the threshold. Expect the warfare. Remember last Friday night at Tabernacles, I said, pick up your foot, put it down. That's what you were doing. You were closing the mouth. Why? 16:20 of Romans. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Think about this for a minute. The serpent in the garden. Probably a python. Just based on the description the Bible has, and if you look at pythons, they can be as long as this room and that big around. Not your ordinary house pet. May wake up one morning as breakfast. Did he cause delay for Adam and Eve? They had the choice of this tree or Jesus, the tree of life. And there was a delay of thousands of years before their descendants could come to the tree of life by the cross. I'm always interested in traditions. Adam did not protect his bride from the python. Who sinned? They both did. Adam was responsible for protecting his bride. Adam was the one that got the command not to eat the fruit. Well, I'll get around to it when I get around to it. I did. I don't know how many of you guys did. Ladies, you can imagine whether your husbands did. Could it be that we pick up our bride and carry her across the threshold so Python won't get our generations? Do you know the tradition of when a new married couple goes into their first home? Could that be where it came from? Don't know. But we know that the first Adam and Eve got tripped up by the python at the gate. Number two, how do we move forward? Doors of great finance are coming on the people of God this year. Don't get into name it and claim it. Remember, I was a rock and roll DJ. I just forgot her name, but, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, but I must make amends. Janis Joplin, thank you. I pictured her face. You had to be there. This is not name it and claim it. Father is providing provision for his bride for the harvest. Expect hell to vomit up what it has stolen from your family. The way to defeat a python is not to cut off its head. It's to slip open its belly and plunder everything it has swallowed. I did a message, two-part message back in 1985 on Python. Expect what Python has swallowed from your bloodline to be restored. How? You come into agreement with heaven and speak it into the earth realm. Number three, doors of favor, supernatural favor, are opening over you. You're going to get into situations this year where Holy Spirit will have moved and created a situation for a door to open that you needed open. You need to know who you are in the Lord and step through the door when he opens it, because some of them won't remain open. Well, let me pray about it and see if it's really God. Well, if you've been praying about it and you know that he is going to open the door you need to have open. Doors of deliverance are opening over cities and regions. We're going to see Rochester set free.
Yes.
We're already warring against the two main principalities over this city. We're going to see Syracuse set free, which was the birthplace of abortion in the United States. We're going to see New York City sent free. Well, I just lost a bunch of you on that one. The head bob stopped. This nation is the Lord's. It was dedicated to him over 400 years ago. We've messed it up, but he's expecting our generation to bring it back to him for his glory. It is all in your voice. Your voice is a powerful force, not yelling and screaming. You know, you can whisper the blood of Jesus and all of hell shudders. You don't have to yell at your political leaders. You can just speak the name of Jesus, not in their face. And all of a sudden, doors open. I've done this. I've worked in all seven mountains. It's amazing what God does. Trumpets have a sound to unlock doors. A trumpet has a sound that unlocks doors. That's why the shofars were always sounded at every new moon, at every feast. Do you know that God created a horn in you? There's a shofar in you. When a shofar sounds, the appropriate response on the earth is, "Hey!" I turned that off so I wouldn't blow out the people online. This, if you go and look at how he made your esophagus, it's a shofar. Go look at the shape of it. Your voice is supposed to echo heaven and the earth realm. Were you created in his image and likeness?
Yes.
Then he wants his voice to roar through you. Amen. Expect war at your gates this year. Isaiah 28, 5 and 6 says, "In that day the Lord of hosts will become a beautiful crown and a glorious diadem to the remnant of his people, a spirit of justice for him who sits in judgment, and a strength to those who repel the onslaught at the gates." There will be a battle. All we have to do is stand on the promises of God. This is the year of the sword. There will be war at your gates. Many of us think Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is, but he is also Adonai Sabaoth, the Lord of all of the hosts of heaven. He's the commander of all of the armies. The Lord of Peace does not mean, oh, it's so nice and cuddly, and no, oh, let's just do this, and let's have some kumbaya time. The Lord of Peace is a mighty warrior. And he is expecting us to bring his peace, the peace of his presence which passes all understanding, into the places we go by warring against the darkness. Remember how we started in prayer. It's not against flesh and blood. The first war we will face this year is the worship war. Who is being worshiped? We all need to ask ourselves this. Too many of us worship our jobs, our bank accounts, our paychecks. Do you know that wokeism is the new religion? There are a whole bunch of people in Rochester, New York, the United States, and around the world worshiping the god of wokeism. It's the same ancient principalities that existed in the days of Noah, in the days of David, in the days of Jesus. Number two, the second war is who is making the laws. The law is thy kingdom come. When Jesus taught the disciples to pray, he wasn't saying this is the way to have some nice prayer services. He gave them a command, an imperative command, to declare the kingdom of God to come. That means when the kingdom of God comes through you and me, darkness is either going to flee or there's going to be a fight. The third war is who is controlling the supply lines? If you haven't been paying attention to the prophetic significance of the news in the last 3 years, they are trying to control all of the supply lines. They, meaning those forces controlled by darkness. They don't want me to grow my own food because I won't be dependent on them. I see all the farmers doing one of these. You must be connected with heaven if you want your supply lines to be uninterrupted and to have the provision Father has for you. I think the prayer said, give us this day our daily bread. That means I have to get over my culture, which says I can go to one of these big box super department grocery stores, load up 4 or 5 carts and come back and hunker down for the onslaught. How many of you did that at Y2K? Do you know that many cultures go to the market 2 or 3 times a day to get what they need for that day? They trust God for their provision. We bought some extra stuff at Y2K. We said, well, if Heidi Baker in Mozambique can use a pound of spaghetti to feed 800 kids, we can use a pound of spaghetti to feed the neighborhood. Do you have that kind of childlike faith? Be connected with heaven. Isaiah 45 will be a key scripture this year. The gates will not be shut for those who are willing to go to war against the enemy. Get the last half of that. Those who are willing to go to war against the enemy. The gates won't shut against you because the enemy hasn't got anything. He's already been defeated. We are not fighting to win the battle. We are fighting for the harvest for Father's glory. Jesus won the battle. Lucifer is already defeated. And he doesn't like a bride knowing he's defeated. In Isaiah 45, it says there will be treasures of darkness. The literal translation of the Hebrew for that is a cache of hidden weapons. The treasures of darkness are weapons Father wants you and I to have to destroy the darkness. Not people, the forces of darkness. God is releasing new, upgraded spiritual weapons to his warrior bride. Are you ready for some of these new, updated weapons? They come with angelic assistance. I don't have to read the manual. That's a downfall for guys, you know. Hidden riches are secret places, Isaiah 45 tells us about. It literally speaks of the multiplication Father has for those who will war over the promises we have in Jesus' victorious blood. Multiplication. Watch Father do miracles with what you've got and what you give to him. Another key scripture for this year is Hosea 2:13. Then I will give her her vineyards from there, and the valley of Achor as a door of hope. She will sing there as in the days of her youth, as in the day when she came up from the land of Egypt. The valley of Achor literally means a valley of trouble, calamity, and disaster. How many of you guys want to live there? Oh, it's so nice in the valley. This year, God is going to show us how to gain victory in our valleys. The valley is the place fruit is grown. So allow Holy Spirit to produce his fruit in you. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The key one, all of them flow out of his love, is self-control. So I don't run ahead or lag behind him, but I'm moving with Holy Spirit. I was just quickened again with that vision of the periscope. Stop looking around to see what everyone else is doing and focus on what Holy Spirit has for you. This will be a year to be aware of the Amalekites in your fields. The Amalekites were plunderers who always tried to come in through the back door, the things of the past. Remember, the cross is your back door. If you're truly trusting Jesus, that means all of my sin, all the junk I did, all the stupidity I walked in is nailed to the cross, and the enemy can't attack me in that. If he does, I just turn around. I literally do this. I say, Jesus bought that with his blood. You take it up with him. I'm not going to fight for things Jesus has already won for. I hope that helps some of you. David defeated Goliath in the Valley of Elah. We see that in 1 Samuel 17. Just like Goliath to David, the devil is busy prophesying lies in our day. All you got to do is turn on the TV, the talking head. You know what your role is? It's the exact same role David had, prophesy right back to the devil. It's the exact same thing Jesus did when he was tempted three times in the wilderness. He used the word of God to shut the mouth of the one whose mouth never should have been opened in your life. King Jehoshaphat defeated the sons of Moab, the sons of Ammon, and some of the Meunites in the Valley of Jeruel. We see that in 2 Chronicles 20. We love 2 Chronicles 20. I'm a 2 Chronicles 20 kind of guy. Praise and a lifestyle of worship will be very important in this pay season. King Jehoshaphat got some worshipers together and then asked for a prophet. Let me ask you a question. What is coming out of your heart? It should be new songs to break the old cycles. If you haven't been baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire, ask Jesus for it. And keep asking him. And I ask him every day, and I get it every day. I don't want yesterday's anointing. The enemy doesn't know what to do when you speak or sing in tongues. The enemy doesn't know what to do when you sing a new song because all of a sudden you've broken out of your religious rut. You know what a rut is? It's a grave with no ends. King Jehoshaphat's victory in the valley turned the valley of destruction into a valley of blessings and revival. I've done a message on 2 Chronicles 24 through 30. It's amazing the things the Lord gave them after they worshiped. This year is a year to take the spoils with the mindset to possess. You're not just getting it so you can visit there. It's yours to possess, steward for his glory. Navigating the valley to victory. Remember, it gets darker in the valley quicker than it does on the mountaintop. So I used to like to climb mountains and get a lot more light longer up on top of the mountain than you do down in the valley. Do not stop moving forward when darkness comes. The enemy's going to try and throw you off course, but I got some good news for you. When it's dark, a little light drives out a whole lot of darkness. Remember the song, This Little Light of Mine? I'm going to let it shine. Why don't you? Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119:105. Start speaking the word of the Lord and watch it light up the things he's calling you to walk through. God is sending angels to help you on your path and give you victory in your valley. Well, I got to do it my way. Well, if you don't do it Yahweh, you've got it the wrong way. We are not Frank Sinatra. We are servants of the Most High God. His son is Yeshua. His name is Yahweh. Passing through the valley of Baca, they made it a spring, according to Psalm 84:6. The valley of Baca means a place of weeping. Pay word, or Dalit word. This year, God is opening up new wellsprings of his presence for those who pursue him. Matthew 6, Jesus said in verse 33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of this stuff I will give to you." Is Jesus more important than the stuff? Well, the second row says yes. 5784 is a year we will see God begin to separate the wheat from the chaff. It's coming. There will be separations in the body of Christ because some people don't want to move on with God. Some people in the body are not even part of the body. It's going to be an interesting year as we see the Lord thresh his bride. Father's heart is always for his harvest. Allow Holy Spirit to prepare your heart for the harvest ahead. If you don't have a heart for the harvest, that should be part of your daily prayer. Because if you want all of the other stuff of Father, you've got, if you want the desires of your heart, then you want Father to put his desire in your heart. Because he will only always honor his desire. So, watch how to pray for Israel in 5784. In Daniel 2, the interpretation of the king's vision, the arms, derah, of silver referred to Persia. As you pray for Israel this year, watch Iran. It is thought that a lot of the rockets that the Hamas have came from Syria and Iran. Genesis 14:15 is the first mention of Damascus in the scripture. Abraham was pursuing his nephew Lot's kidnappers to recover everything when Damascus was first mentioned. It's interesting that today they came and kidnapped a bunch of Israelis. As you pray for Israel in 5784, watch what Syria is doing. Remember, we're not praying against people. We're praying against the principalities. There is a principality over Rochester. There's two, death and religion. Don't sound too godly, do they? The Lord also has a heavenly principality that he's shown me and several intercessors. His name is Rainbow. He's clothed in rainbows. He's the covenant promise of the Lord. He's a powerful angel. He's a principality of righteousness. So moving forward, this year you must become dissatisfied with standing in the hallway watching others enter into the fullness Father has for them. Well, maybe I'll watch the replay. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll go to church. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll show up for work. Maybe I won't. A lot of people aren't nowadays. It is all about your desire for his presence this year. If you don't have a desire for his presence, that's how I'm going to pray when we end in a couple minutes, is that we have more of a desire for his presence. See, some of you have the right key, but you're standing in front of the wrong door. You already have the key Jesus made for you to prosper, but you're not in front of the door he wants you to go through. And some of you have the wrong key, and you're in front of the right door, and you can't figure out how to get in because you're trying to do it the old religious way. Only your desire for his presence will open the door to Father's promises over your life as we move forward through this year and this decade. The status quo is no longer acceptable. Let me put it in terms of what Jesus said in Revelation. "I will spew you out of my mouth because you're lukewarm." Status quo is lukewarmness. Psalm 24 is essential for overcoming this year and the rest of the pay decade. Psalm 24 starts with, "The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof." Everything is his. You are a door for his presence in the places Father has created you to occupy. Everywhere you go, like the prophecy on Feast of Tabernacles two Fridays ago, you are a portal. You are a thin place for his presence. He wants to flow through you into the places your feet go. Will you open the door for his glory to fill the earth? Psalm 24:10 says, "Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, so the King of glory may come in." Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, so the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, Adonai Sabaoth, the commander of the angel armies. His most favorite name for himself, over 245 times he uses that name for himself in the Bible. No other comes close. Because he wants you to know he has your back, he has your front, he has your sides. The King of glory come in. So when you go to your gates and you make decrees, this is what we do. We close this door to darkness and we welcome the King of glory and all of his angels. In a synopsis, that's what we do. The King of glory has placed his authority in your voice to activate every door on the path to your promise. The question is, will you use it? Let's stand up. Father, we thank you. You loved us so much when you created us in the garden. You gave us the authority to choose the tree of life. Lord, we repent for all of the times we have settled for something less than your glory. We repent for choosing the ways of the world, the ways of the flesh, and the ways of Luciferian worship. We repent for abandoning our children to an education system that tries to tell them they are not male and female the way you created them. Father, we repent for not telling them how to live in you. Lord, we repent for making Christianity an inside the four walls once a week experience rather than passionately pursuing your presence. Father, you said in Proverbs 8:17, you love those who love you and those who seek you early and diligently find you. Holy Spirit, birth in our hearts a passion for your presence to find you. Not in the morning, not at noon, not at night, but 1,440 minutes of every day. Create in us a passion for your presence. Lord, we ask you tonight in worship to open the eyes of our heart. We ask you now to satiate our heart with your presence. Saturate it and satiate it, Lord, so we will never be satisfied with anything less than more of your glory. Father, I ask you to pour fire upon your sons and daughters in this room, my heart included. Consume all of the false idolatric worship that's been there in the past. Consume my desire to be known. Consume my desire to be anything but in your presence. Burn it up, Lord. Let your holy fire come down and change our hearts, where once again men will become like Jesus, preparing grace for his bride, and women will become like the bride of Christ, embracing the truth of her groom. Jesus, you said you went to prepare a place for us. I ask you tonight to give dreams and visions and revelation to your sons and daughters to see the place in the heavenly realm you have been preparing for them, so they become dissatisfied with the flavor of success in the earth, and the passion of their hearts becomes your presence, and the satisfaction of that passion is more of you. Jesus, I send your sons and daughters in this house and those listening to prosper in the battle at the gate as they go through with you. Lord, I send them to take the spoil, to loot the strongholds of darkness, to plunder the kingdom of darkness, and use the treasures for furthering your kingdom in the earth. Lord, we ask you to send laborers into this region to gather your harvest and use us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.